This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Tiki Jeopardy, Sal versus Sean in a half hour. We'll get to the Nick calls in a second. Jalen Brunson dealing with an ankle injury. Hopefully there'll be an update today. X-rays and MRI to determine how severe it is. But before the Knicks played this game against the Los Angeles Lakers, a West Coast game that ended after 1 o'clock in the morning, Draymond Green made some news because he decided to troll Karl Anthony Towns for not playing in the Warriors game. Now, we know that Cat missed it due to personal reasons. There was a death. I'm not sure if the death was in his family. I know his girlfriend was talking about it, right. So I don't know the specifics. But obviously, it was tough. It was a tough moment for Cat. He wasn't at the game. So Draymond Green came out on his podcast and said, yeah, you know, I'm hearing the rumors. I'm hearing the rumors that he's afraid of Jimmy Butler. That's what I'm hearing. So we played this late in yesterday's show, and we both agreed he was just being a trolling douche and that he was trying to be funny. So, last night, he was informed about why Cat did miss the game, and I think his answer tells us a lot about Draymond Green. Take a listen.
Did you see any reaction today to your comments about Cat?
No.
And what the circumstances were?
No. No. What's the circumstance?
Apparently, he said he was at a funeral for a family friend.
Oh, man, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry to hear that. That sucks. But my comments that I made was what I heard was this. And that's what I heard. So I do, send my well wishes to him and his family. You know, none of us, it's inevitable. We all experience death in one way or another, and we'll all experience it in the same way one day. So it's unfortunate. You never wish that on anybody, but the Draymond Green Show with Baron Davis must go on.
So I definitely
wish them well and wish their family well and grieving, because we all go through that and it's never easy for anyone. But the Draymond Green Show with Baron Davis will go on.
Okay. There's a lot here.
Come on,
let's
Draymond.
Start with, did Draymond Green literally go into that press conference not knowing? No one in his life, none of his teammates corrected him and said, hey, by the way, Dre, just want to let you know, Cat missed the game due to this as opposed to that. Was he playing ignorant, like, I'm just playing a game, or was he truly ignorant? Let's start there.
I mean, he said he didn't know, so you guess you have to take him at his word, but I don't know how you don't know, especially if you're following his own podcast news. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he's the one that created the revealing of it, right? I think we didn't know until he started talking about it what was wrong, why Cat missed the game for personal reasons, and then it came out why he didn't miss it for personal reasons. So of course he had to have known that.
So he's either lying to us or he's ignorant. You obviously make the decision on your own. That's number one. Number two, he doubles down after saying, yeah, that sucks that somebody died. He goes, this is what I heard. And you could hear the laugh in his voice. He just
wouldn't give it up. Bro, Dre, like seriously, he didn't miss the game because he's scared of Jimmy Butler. He faced Jimmy Butler this season. Didn't he play well in that game? Like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about or why you find it he's so freaking funny.
He's trolling.
Do we not stop trolling once we heard there was a death involved?
Yeah.
Is that not the moment we say, I'm going to take a break from this?
You should, but he didn't.
He chose not to.
Yes.
Then he says, it's inevitable we all die. I mean, bro, obviously that is true. Death is a part of it. We're all going to die, okay? We're going to bury loved ones. We're all going to get buried. We get it. Is that really the moment to say it?
I didn't mind that part of what he was saying.
Oh, that pissed me off.
Because, I mean, he's just stating a fact. Like, we're all going to deal with death in our families and our lives, and it sucks. And he expressed his condolences and his I don't know if it was heartfelt, but at least he reached out and said he's sorry for that and sorry for their loss. But it's a fact.
I know it's a fact, but like came across, maybe this is my issue. It didn't come across heartfelt.
It came across as douchey because he kept using it as a platform to promote his podcast.
Right, and that's the last part. He said twice,
podcast must go on.
Like, dude, this bothered me, and I shouldn't be bothered. I really shouldn't. I should say, who cares? He's doing this on purpose. Boycott but I don't know why it annoyed
boycott
me.
Boycott his podcast. Just don't listen to it.
I can't do that. What if there's good content? I still have to listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen to it. So that's for everyone to determine on their own, okay? You could disagree with me and say, nah, Draymond, just having fun. You're being so sensitive, Evan. You're so whatever. I'm being honest. Everything he said annoyed me in that clip. Everything. This is what I heard. We all die. Draymond and Baron Davis podcast must go on. Like, everything about it was, and I'll tell you something else. One last thing about this. Tommy and I and you, we had like a disagreement late in yesterday's show because Tommy was like, man, I'm so sick of Steph Curry. Someone's got to take him out. And I was like, dude, come on. He's just celebrating. He's a great player. Shut up. If there is a human being on a basketball floor that determined, that has earned getting pumped, that has earned.
Right, but who's going to do it? That's the problem. Is Draymond Green has a tough, he's a tough guy. Right, that's what he. That's
you know
what,
who should do
that's
it?
That's where he made his hay.
I got it.
He was the disruptor.
The guy who should do it is Karl Anthony Towns. Cat should go right up to him and say, "What'd you say?" Mm. Like, no, say it to my face. I'm curious. So you think I'm scared of that guy? And point to Jimmy Butler. Mm. Think I'm scared of that guy? Say it to me, and let Draymond say it because Draymond is a tough guy. He'll probably say, "Yeah, if you're scared of," and then take him out, or do what you got to do. Maybe don't take him out. That's too harsh. Push him. Give me a little push.
And then security gets involved.
Yeah, what the heck is that going to do?
I don't know.
Just let them be thought of as ignorant. That's how you.
Is that how you'd handle
it? That's how I would handle it. I mean, there's no point in getting into a pointless fight with Draymond Green just to say you got into a fight. I respected my honor type of thing. It doesn't make any sense.
I am a hypocrite because I am 5'9". I'm a little overweight right now, so I would not pick a fight with someone. But if I was 7 foot and I was Cat, I'd get in his face. If I had his body, I'd go right up to him and say, what'd you say? You think I'm scared of that? You think I'm scared of that? And then don't even point to Jimmy Butler. Show him the picture with his hair out. And be like, you think I'm scared of that? Oh, you do I? Okay. And then I would, you know, because I'm Cat. Right. I'm not Evan. Then I would be tough.
Right. And then Draymond would laugh at you and walk away.
Yeah, that's why there's two schools of thoughts when you're dealing with a bully. You either play his game, which is what I think he wants, is to get Cat out of his game and to go after him. What Cat should do is drop 44 in his face and skip around like that dope that his teammates with.
Don't attack Steph.
No.
He's done nothing wrong here.
He's not a jerk like Draymond, like a legit jerk, but he rubs it in and he's allowed to get away with that. So they're both jerks. So I would just, you know, let him have it next week.
Hey, for the record, when Steph was dancing in Brooklyn last night, respected the hell out of it. I just want to let you know. Let's get to your calls.
Why, you needed the tank to stay alive.
Is that what it was? I respect his greatness. That basically half court shot that he hit at the end of the first half was just so stupid.
I mean, it was one handed. It was ridiculous. It made no sense.
I saw it happen and I thought to myself, boy, if this was 4 years ago, I'd throw something at the TV.
Yeah.
But because we're tanking, I just laughed. Like, I literally just started cracking up saying, this is ridiculous. Anyhow, let's get to your calls. Lot on the table, including a big trivia competition in 27 minutes, which we're all very excited about. Ed is calling from Elizabeth. Good afternoon, Ed.
Hey, Evan. Hey, Tiki. How you doing?
We're good. What's up?
Good. What's up?
These are for my call, and the reason why I can make this statement, I'm a college basketball coach. The offense the Knicks are running at the end of the game, great, get Jalen going to the goal. That's great.
Right.
But got Carl Anthony Towns standing around.
Yep.
You got him in poor spot to get the ball.
I know.
I mean, I'm watching the game last night. He's screening for Jalen, and it's not like maybe he should flare away or whatever. The guy that's playing Anthony Towns is helping on the screen. He's getting back to Carl. But Carl don't get the ball.
But you know what else, Ed? And I promised I wouldn't pick on last night because I don't think it's fair to Cap, but I do want to use it as an example.
Yeah.
When Jalen went down with the injury and there was still 50 seconds left and the Knicks still had multiple possessions, dude, he barely touched the basketball.
Okay, but I think that's because they know what they want to do in that moment.
So not get the ball in the hands of your best player still on the floor?
I think it's the offense that they want to run. And so it puts Cat in a position, as our last caller was just talking about, to be the screener. And you're helping someone else facilitate action to the goal.
Can't happen anymore.
I agree, but like at the end of games, Jalen Brunson is who you want the balls in his hands. And so he goes down, there's a minute left. Are you drawing it up on the, like, what are you doing?
I'll tell you what I want now, moving forward. I want Cat to demand the freaking ball late in these games. Demand it in the post. I don't think use his body, use his size, and be a bully. He can be that player.
I don't think it's that kind of dynamic with this team.
But it can be, especially with Jalen out. I'm talking about this new world where Brunson's probably not playing for some period of time.
I get the sense that Tibbs has his way of doing things, and if you're not going to buy into it, you're not going to play.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.